Hello and welcome to the Frank Boomer family. Hello, family. How are you? Frank Boomer. Just talking to the family. It was tax day today. Old Frank had to go pay his taxes. Settled up with a tax man. Just settling up, you know, what we all have to do. It was an interesting afternoon in the tax office. None of the people there were highly interested in massive refunds and paying $85 to get their $400 back right now. They was just wanting to get the stamp of approval from the tax man. The Bolsheviks love the tax man. He is their steady supply. But the ancient Hebrews had a little thing. That was the same laws that I think Moses put down. From the great I Am, that's pretty clear. Pretty direct instruction. And those people had a little thing called the Jubilee. Yes, the Jubilee. Every 50 years, all debts were forgiven. All debts forgiven, wiped out. Even if you made the loan yesterday. And they worked on an honor system that you wouldn't contrive to do your loans at the end, and you wouldn't contrive to screw people in the beginning and such, but you did follow the Jubilee. And the debts were forgiven, wiped out, clear slate. It's in the Bible. It's not just a pie. The Jubilee is a law of God. He demands it. Has the world kept up with the Jubilee? I don't think so. It's not going to bother any Bolsheviks. I would think that would be the most frightening word a Bolshevik could utter or hear. Jubilee! Total forgiveness of debt? We haven't had that. It's been a while. And so, it is the Jubilee that's missing. It's been a while since the world has observed the Jubilee. The 50-year wiping of debt. All debts forgiven. All debts conceded with the understanding that it would be forgiven on the Jubilee. And no terms or alterations could be dealt to delay the loan past the Jubilee and such. It was the perfect foil to the greedy banker. And banking would be just like cobbling shoes, something somebody needed to do. And you can make a little money, but you couldn't do what they're doing today. Today, the banker, without naming names, the banker has many more advantageous opportunities today than ever in history. He has used his power for the betterment of mankind, mostly. Banks are good. I'm not denouncing them at all. However, I just read the book, The Law, from God. Not just God, but the great I Am, the name he gave himself, which bears authority upon the words and the description of their meaning. I'm not trying to be funny. They used to have Jubilee, and then they stopped. Do you know for sure that the person who required the Jubilee was not keeping a tab on the missed Jubilees? What would make him stop his normal pattern of watching the Jubilee and judging it accordingly? It was his law. The Hebrews obeyed his law. That was their covenant. They would operate their government with the laws of God as they understood them, and we have to trust how exactly those got translated into real law, or even how they got the inspiration. Those are things you must take on faith. And so the Bolsheviks will never know these stories. Doesn't matter. What matters is they are true and they have authority. An authority that has not been exercised by its own accord to its due time and season. No one which knows of but him, or her, or the great I Am, who is the possessor of this claim.